Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I went away to college many decades ago, I was happy to eventually get over my distaste for mushrooms. But at colleges today, students are exposed to more exciting food adventures and opportunities than that. Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine, found some interesting food events at UVM recently, and she's here to tell us about them. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Always wonderful to be here, Rick.
Okay, so your journey to cultural food events began with Vermont-grown saffron, so you better explain that.
Okay, so I don't know if folks have heard. I know you guys have done VPR stories on the saffron, but I was reporting on it for Vermont Life. And so I was in the research facility at University of Vermont chatting with Professor Margaret Skinner and an agroecologist originally from Iran named Arash Galab Golab Babahani. And he they were both telling me about how the saffron can be grown in Vermont. You wouldn't think so because you think of it coming from very warm climates. But where it grows, for example, in Iran is actually cool mountainous climate, somewhat similar to Vermont. So they were telling me about the opportunity for Vermont farmers to grow them in hoop houses following summer tomatoes. And then, of course, I said, well, how do you cook with it? And Arash said, oh, well, to talk about the cooking part, you have to meet my wife. So his wife, Agrin Davari, is actually a PhD student with Professor Skinner. And that was how the whole project of saffron got started. So Agrin started talking to me about how they grind the saffron, which to those of you who don't know, it's the plucked from the center of the crocus. It's a beautiful and very prized spice. So they grind it into a powder and dissolve it in hot water and then sort of let it brew. And then they add it basically to everything, she said, to tea, to desserts, to the rice that they cook and steam and serve with everything, to marinated meats. And she mentioned to me that they were going to be having an event at UVM where they would be cooking with it if I was interested several weeks later.
And so you went to the event and you walked into the kitchen. What did you see there?
So this was the day of the event. So it was a Friday. And it was an event to celebrate the Persian New Year, the spring festival called Nowruz, which is essentially a non-denominational spring equinox festival. So they were cooking dishes for an event to celebrate Nowruz and to introduce that to people in the community. It was open to the public. So they were cooking huge pots of chicken with saffron and turmeric and tomato paste, and they were ladling this beautiful saffron-scented rice pudding into cups. And I talked to one young guy who was cooking, Cam Falahi Khorasani. His wife is a grad student. And I asked sort of, why are you doing this? And he said, we really just want people to understand more about Iran and who we are. The media doesn't show everything. And he said, this is a better way to show how we are. And I just thought that was such a wonderful way to do it through the food and the celebration.
What foods were served at this event?
So they were cooking. I mentioned the chicken. So that was, as I mentioned, spiced with the saffron. And that went over steamed rice, which was seasoned with barberries, which is something I had actually never tasted. And it's traditional in Iranian cooking. It's kind of a tart dried berry, a little bit like a cranberry. So there was some disagreement among the six of them over the quantity. They were cooking it down with some butter. And then Agrin added some cardamom, and watching her lean over to smell it, she said, you know, this is what I missed most, the smells of this food and cooking with my family. There was also a dish called kuku sibzamini, which is a baked potato dish with eggs and turmeric and some other spices and leavened with baking powder. And then the rice pudding that I mentioned called sholazard, and that's obviously made with rice and rose water.
Sounds great. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri, and with me today is freelance food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about student-driven cultural food events at UVM. Melissa, while you were checking out the preparations for the Iranian Nowruz celebration, you happened onto another group of students cooking for a different event. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this was, I guess, just fortuitous. I don't think they planned this. So I'm in the big kitchens at the Davis Center at UVM, and I'm there to see the Iranian students cooking. And there were a couple other students there, and I was like, well, what are they doing? And they were all under supervision of the catering chef, but they were really working quite independently. And these were two women, Crystal Rivera, who's, they're both UVM undergrads, and Crystal's from the Bronx, and Maria Medina, who's from Brooklyn. They both have Puerto Rican heritage. And they are the president and the past presidents of the Alianza Latina, which is another student-run group at UVM. And they were old hat at this, whereas the Iranian students were doing this for the first time. The Alianza Latina is known for big events. They do a couple where they cook the food and do all sorts of other cultural sharing twice a year at UVM for over 250 guests, I guess. So they were cooking. And they were, you know, it was very similar to what Agrin had said about her food heritage, that one of the things you miss when you're far from home, of course, are those tastes and those smells of home. And Crystal said, you know, this is the food we grew up eating. And when she first came to school in Vermont, she really missed it. And I loved what she said. She said it kind of gives us a moment to be home.
Now, I'm not really familiar with the cuisine of Puerto Rico. What kind of dishes were included in that event?
So they were marinating meats. So they had these beautiful big pork shoulders that they had made a mix of herbs, parsley, cilantro, bell peppers, onions, and garlic, and rubbed all over. That's to make a very traditional Puerto Rican sort of celebration dish, pernil. And then they were doing a similar marinade for chicken. They were mixing that up when I was in there. And they use that, people may know, the seasoning mix called Sazon. And Crystal was so funny. She said, you can't make a meal without Sazon. And then they told me they were also going to make rice with pigeon peas, and then rice and beans. And then one of my favorites, a tres leches cake. I don't know if you've had those, but they're just delicious. They have usually evaporated milk, condensed milk, and heavy cream. Very rich.
And food was just a part of these events. What else took place there?
So I actually went to the dinner, the Iranian dinner, the Nowruz celebration, and they did a slideshow where they shared some of the history and culture of Iran. And then they did traditional dancing, a variety, because there are many different ethnic groups within Iran. So they represented those. And I just think they're amazing events in our community here in the Burlington area that more people should know about.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always fun, Rick. Thanks.